decades, young children from middle-class families were being abducted and forced to work under severe circumstances. If they refused, they were abused, both physically and verbally. The children went through multiple beatings a day, and if they were lucky, they were only yelled at. They weren't allowed to rest either, and if they did something wrong or something that their captors didn't want them to do, they were beaten and hit. If they wanted to rest because they were tired, they would get yelled at. And the victim even recalls that she was never allowed to leave the house. So she was left thinking she was left in one place when she was really left in another. Through tears, she also reveals that she had been sexually abused and assaulted by the men who kidnapped her. And if she told anyone about it, that they would tell everyone at her village and her reputation would be destroyed. Children say that they never want other people to go through what they did. And they also say that they have reoccurring nightmares of their captors and their experience. Statistics reveal that one child goes missing every 8 minutes in India alone. So you ask, how does this happen? Well, the answer is simple. Devious and dishonorable agents and middlemen just come into the houses when parents and guardians are working away and lure young girls with new clothes and sweets. And then before they know it, the girls are on a train onto a big city at the mercy of those deceitful men. Kidnapped children are often forced into the sex trade or domestic labor. Half of the children abducted are never found, and it is estimated that 500,000 children are in this position. India is estimated to have more child laborers than anywhere else in the world. Children in middle-class families are targeted because the abductors know that people will not come looking for them, and not because the guardians of the child don't care about them, but because they don't have enough money to go searching. So what does the government do? Well, nothing, because the government too is helpless. Their Child Labor Prohibition and Regulation Act is outdated, and it says children under the age of 14 are not allowed to be employed in hazardous occupations. So doesn't that mean that 5-year-olds and other ages are allowed to work under non-toxic occupations? This issue has been raised, and now an amendment is pending to the parliament. But it's been pending for a very long time, so it may even be safe to say that all hope is lost for these children.